This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. That was Mel and Kim. I have not heard them since I've been listening to Respectable here on Joy. You're on Mad Wednesdays with the alternative Anna and Dean, not the ones on a Monday. It's Anna Piper Scott joining me as a guest co-host today for Hump Day.
I'm going to put alternative Anna and Dean on my resume. I'm very loving that branding so much.
Very here for it. Now, it's been a joy having you on the show tonight. I really appreciate that you were able to come in. Before we go, one last important thing we should talk about. Last night here in Victoria, something really momentous happened that's really important for the trans community. And that was in the upper house, a bill was passed which allows transgender people to be... all people, I apologize, everyone, to be able to choose their sex on their birth certificate starting from May next year. Something that trans people haven't been able to do here in Victoria without unnecessary surgery that they shouldn't have to have to say that they now are a different gender, which is just... been ridiculous. So it's great that that change has occurred so they can just change it to be who they truly are.
It's now, fantastic.
Anna, you're trans, but you're from Perth.
I am from Perth.
So what was it like? What's it like in Perth? Was it, have you changed, is your birth certificate
My birth certificate has been changed. It wasn't impossible. It was a hassle. I had to undergo medical treatment. They don't require surgery, but they did require me to be on hormones.
Okay.
Which is, you know, not a decision that should be forced on you by bureaucracy. It should be a decision you choose on your own. Most trans people will, some trans people won't, and that's a valid choice.
Mm.
But the other thing is that you... get a letter from your doctor, a letter from your psychologist, you get proof that you are on medical things and that you aren't insane, which is what the psychologist letter is for, and then you submit it to the gender recognition board and they have the power to decide whether or not after all that you should be able to have your birth certificate changed. So it's, you know, even if they approve all or most of the cases that come through, the decision about your gender is in the power of a bunch of people who you don't know and haven't met.
It's a lot of hoops to have to jump through. Even we were hearing from transgender advocates here in Victoria. Jeremy Wiggins was saying here on the show a couple of weeks ago, you know, Jeremy is a father to his two children, but his birth certificate still has him misgendered as female. So now from May, it is going to make that difference. I mean, it's important for people to understand the kind of hoops that trans people have to jump through just to get recognition for who they are on that legal document status.
And they're completely unnecessary. They don't save anything. They don't protect anyone. They don't help anyone. They cost a lot of money to every single taxpayer. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
And the big difference for me was when I applied to have my gender changed, my birth certificate, I applied to have my name changed legally at the same time. The name legally changed came through in a week. Whereas the gender recognition stuff was 20 more hoops.
Really?
And took like 3 months to come through. And I'm like, I don't know how a gender... on a birth certificate is more important than a name.
Yeah, so
everyone
true.
Knows my name. Not everyone knows my... No one ever sees my birth certificate.
Yeah, and this is why it's so important. The bill that went through last night was really... it was really great. It was wonderful to... I was listening at home and it was wonderful to hear when it finally happened. But it was also really interesting and something that we didn't get during the equal marriage survey blah, blah, blahness was a really interesting discussion where... some politicians were putting questions through going, what about asking for answers going, what does this mean for players playing sport? And I can't remember the individuals in play, so I apologise. But they just came back going, it's outside of the scope of the bill. This is just about people having their true gender reflected on their birth certificates. And it was so wonderful to have everything made so simple and clarified so clearly and to have such a great decision put forward so that now, as of next May, trans people will be able... well, sorry, all people. I did it again.
Did it again. But put through as well, I think it's important to note with like a 2-to-1 ratio.
Yeah.
It was like 26 to 14.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
So... that's... I think it was 24 to 16. We were close. We were close, but Gary's pointing at me from the news.
Oh, pointing at me. Apparently, I was right.
You were right. You were right. Okay, great. Which is absolutely fantastic.
Why do these cis people correct trans people and talk over us and try and override our voices? I won't be having it here on Joy FM.
I'm learning. No, but it was absolutely wonderful. And a big shout out to many of our trans friends and trans listeners because it was really triggering. It was a lot to go through. And even today, now, they're still... understanding what this change has meant to them, because this is a fight which some people have been fighting for their entire lives. There was, young and older trans people there in the gallery, and it was just absolutely wonderful. So
if we've won this battle, we can win the next one. And that is exactly right.
Let's keep it going forward. And let's face it, the next one is religious discrimination. If you're in Melbourne on Saturday, there is a rally for religious discrimination happening, and you should absolutely get along. I think it's from the State Library in Saturday afternoon. I'll put the details up on our Mad Wednesday Facebook page. And that's the next fight. But quite frankly, if these fights that have been going on for far too long, are finally getting the recognition they need on a political level, then we can keep pushing forward with each and every one, especially in relation to the trans, to the birth certificate reform. Because 3 years ago, when this last got put through, we didn't support it properly as a community. We didn't support the trans community enough. And this time it did happen so that they are able to get the change that they need. And we have their backs and we should keep doing that.
Why, that's an important thing to remember for all the gays, lesbians and bisexuals, is the trans people were there with you for the fight for marriage equality.
Exactly. And they've been there with us
every step of the way
for every single part of everything. And they are just standing alongside us, so have their back as well.
Repay the debt.
Anna, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. It's been so much fun.
Have me back.
Do go and see Anna in the Fringe Festival. Anna Piper Scott, Queer and Present Danger at the Butterfly Club. Those details will be up on our social media.
September 16th to 22nd. You can get tickets to the Butterfly Club website or the Melbourne Fringe website. And you can get a group discount if you come in a group of six.
There you go. Why not go with your friends? You're on Mad Wednesday with The Alternative, Anna and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.